Good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Ben Fuchs, Pharmacist Ben. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. Other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. Not me. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, you are correct. If you don't know where to start, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. For the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, psoriasis, acne, all kinds of skin issues, heart disease, among other issues that by the standards of medical treatment can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of biology and the body? Simply standard operating procedure. Because, friends, the human body is always, always, always a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health challenges, about nutritional supplementation, if you want to learn more about the longevity supplements, we're here to help you out at 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. You can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Or if you want to learn more about the longevity products or the longevity business, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will be getting back to you with information about the longevity products. I'm joined today, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my co-host and colleague and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Dougie.
Good morning. Good to be on, as always.
And I can't wait to hear about your breakfast, either. I'm very excited about that. And I'm especially excited about this story, because that's exactly what I plan on talking about as we begin the program. We've been discussing glutathione building in the past, past 10 days or so, because of the connection of glutathione deficiencies as it relates to digestive issues, glutathione being the body's most important, most powerful antioxidant and detoxifying substances. One of the fundamental premises of health on The Bright Side is this idea that digestion is the first place, the digestive system is the first place where all symptoms and health challenges need to be addressed. I don't care if it's heart disease or head disease or skin disease or cancer or whatever. The digestive system is the first point on the triangle of disease, and the liver is the jumping-off point from digestion to every single other disease symptom you can name. So chronic abuse of the digestive system by eating the wrong kinds of foods ends up causing blockages and clogs in the liver. Remember, the liver is part of the digestive system, but this is very important here. It's part of the digestive system, but it's also part of the blood sugar system. And this is the link. This is where the digestive point on the triangle of disease becomes the blood sugar point on the triangle of disease. The liver is storing and processing sugar and fat. Fat is actually a complex type of sugar, a storage form of sugar. So the liver is processing the sugar and the fat, and over time, as the liver becomes more and more burdened with the crap that's coming in through the digestive system, we end up with poor sugar control, and that's where this second point on the triangle of disease kicks in. Also, if you're eating a lot of fruit sugar, fructose, either through high fructose corn syrup and sodas and processed foods and dessert-type foods, that is going to mess up the liver too. The link between the ingestion of high amounts of fructose, especially in the form of high fructose corn syrup, and fatty liver disease, which is becoming an epidemic, this link is very clear, yet there still seems to be a lot of confusion around sugar and carbohydrates and fructose and table sugar and sucrose. So in an effort to clear up some of that confusion, which is what we do here on The Bright Side, I thought we should spend a little bit of time on the subject of sugar and what exactly the difference is between carbohydrates, table sugar, fructose, sucrose, and glucose. All right, well, first of all, the simplest, the most basic type of sugar is called glucose, and that's the one that really messes up insulin levels and wreaks so much havoc on bodily havoc for diabetics. It's the sugar that's used by the body as energy, but it's also very destructive in an explosive sense. It has this dual-edged nature. It's used by the body for energy. Glucose is used by the body for energy, but it's also very destructive in an explosive sense. It burns fast and it burns hot in the presence of oxygen. In a controlled fashion, this is important because this is one of the ways the body gets energy. The brain and the muscle are especially dependent on this burning. However, like all burning, it has to be tightly controlled. A similar type of combustion or burning activity takes place in your car, in the so-called internal combustion engine, where oxygen is combined with a fossil fuel like gasoline to produce little explosions that run your engine and turn the wheels. And just like in the body, if the little explosions in your car are not controlled by fuel injection or carburetors that would control these combustion, if you didn't have some kind of control mechanism in your car, you'd have an explosive situation. In the body, this explosive situation from fuel, it comes from sugar, explosions of sugar, and it's called glycation. And glycation is a huge, huge health problem. Glycation is basically what happens when sugar explodes, and the most susceptible parts of the body to explode are all the proteins, which means bones and glands and organs and enzymes and various protein molecules in the blood. One of the things doctors will look at to see how much explosions are going on is the explosions that occur on the blood protein hemoglobin, which is responsible for carrying oxygen. The test is called a glycosylated hemoglobin test. Some people call it a hemoglobin A1C test. And diabetics typically will have it done to see how fast their hemoglobin, this blood protein, is exploding, how fast it's glycosylating. Anyway, the bottom line here is sugar is needed for energy, but if it's not regulated tightly, the energy can turn explosive, and this is a source of much distress for diabetics. For example, when tiny little blood vessels in the eye glycosylate or explode, blindness can result. When the cells in the lens of the eye glycosylate, cataracts can result. If you get these explosions in the kidney, now you've got kidney disease. If it happens to tiny blood vessels, you can have strokes. So obviously, with all the potential health nightmares that can result from glucose floating around in this out of control fashion, the body has to have some kind of system for keeping this explosive stuff under control, and it does. And it has a great system. A super elegant chemical system that under ordinary circumstances very efficiently takes glucose out of the blood and stores it in cells, especially fat cells. That chemical system is called your insulin system. And when everything is operating as it should and the insulin system is not being overloaded, it is very, very efficient. Now here's something to keep in mind. This is the crux of the entire health issue around blood sugar and insulin. Insulin is not just a chemical that takes sugar out of the blood and stashes it in fat cells. In fact, that's not even insulin's most important role. It's a part-time job for insulin. It's something it does on the side. Insulin's main role is to make things grow. It's a growth hormone. Bodybuilders will inject themselves with insulin to make their muscles grow. In the 1990s, scientists at Cornell University showed that cows who had higher insulin levels gave more milk. And feeding cattle insulin, insulin-spiking foods like grains and carbohydrates makes them grow fatter too. So here's the problem. As long as sugar intake is normal, insulin can handle the load and pretty much does an okay job of pulling sugar out of the blood. But when the sugar load gets too high and more insulin has to be pumped out of the insulin factory in the pancreas to get the sugar out of the blood, now you got a problem because insulin is making things grow. It makes us grow. It makes us grow fat. And because insulin is making cells divide, as insulin levels rise, cancer rates rise too. Because now you got more cells dividing, so you have a higher chance for mutations. And because cells are dividing faster everywhere, now blood is having a hard time getting through the circulatory system because the cells inside blood vessels are growing so fast that blood doesn't get through as efficiently. So now you got high blood pressure problems too. You can see where we're going here, folks. We'll continue our discussion on insulin and sugar. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're going to take a break and come back with you and your phone calls and more good health information on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go away. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional supplement program. We're here every day, 5 days a week, on the Genesis Communication Network, the ZBS Radio Network, and affiliates around the country. 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about nutrition or health challenges that you may be facing, or friends or family may be facing, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out at 866-582-9933. And if you want to learn more about the longevity products, or if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, 866-735-2470. Is Phyllis and Andy's phone number, and Nasima and Rachel, too, 866-735-2470. 2470, and you can always look at my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products. So, let's see. We talked about sugar for the first 10 or 15 minutes of this program, and I was very pleased to see the story you sent me about kicking the sugar habit, Douglas. And I notice that they must have been listening to The Bright Side, because they say
really?
Kick the sugar habit. Yes, because
they mentioned bone soup.
No, they didn't mention bone soup, but they mentioned, don't be a smart aleck there, Douglas, out in Santa Cruz. Just because you're that far away doesn't mean I can't kick your bouncer butt. Anyway, eat protein at every meal, it says. It is digested more slowly than simple carbohydrates. Why don't you read the story for the folks, Douglas?
Yeah, it's headlined, Addicted to Sugar, How to Kick the Habit. And they talk about sugar addiction and, you know, people joke about, you know, needing a Snickers bar or whatever. But what they got into is actually some old research that I've seen several years ago. And it's that if they do scans of the brain and when people are craving certain things, that the same areas of the brain are stimulated as with drug addicts and alcohol addicts.
Right.
In fact, in one study that they did, they saw that when someone looked at a bowl of ice cream, it actually produced the same type of, stimulated the same areas of the brain mm-hmm. as did a crack addict when showed a crack pipe.
Right. Pleasure centers.
Gives you so, what a clue to that this is so linked to the pleasure center. Actually, this story, it says we get addicted to sugar early in life because breast milk is very sugary.
That's
and,
right.
They don't actually go into it here, but, you know, not everyone is breastfed. But I do know that a lot of those other types
formulas.
Of formulas are heavy in sugar.
Right.
And so they, you know, talk about all the links between sugar and these drug chemicals and things. In fact, they had a study done at the University of Minnesota involving rats that became addicted to sugar, and then when they weaned them off the sugar, but then presented sugar again, most of them had a relapse, as is common with many drug addicts. They say, in addition, the animal research brain scans performed on human subjects show the sight of ice cream, and go into the whole ice cream and crack addict thing. And, of course, they talk about the fact that most Americans consume about 160 pounds of sugar a year. And, mm-hmm. actually, when I first got involved with Dr. Wallach some 12, 13 years ago, that figure was more like
120.
It was about 150. So just in the last decade or so, we've added another 10 pounds of sugar. And as they point out in this article, a lot of that isn't that we're all sitting around the sugar bowl just pounded bowls of sugar. It's that they put sugar in everything.
Everything.
Because food producers figured out a long time ago that people crave sugar. So you put sugar in the bun at your local hamburger joint. You sugar in the hamburger. You put
in
it in everything else. The ketchup, the mustard, the mayo.
Yeah.
Everything has sugar in it. And that's why you're addicted to the Big Mac.
Well, here's the thing, Douglas. You hit the nail on the head when you said when you talked about it, this link that's formed at a young age, and that's why it's so difficult to use willpower to handle your sugar cravings. And that's why I say don't try to use willpower if you're trying to kick the sugar habit. These drives are hardwired into our system through millions of years of evolution in the African savanna when there was not a lot of sugar around. And then this hardwiring link is compounded by these habits that are formed at a very young age, even from breast milk on. And like you say, even if you're not eating, you're not even drinking breast milk as a baby, you're getting formula that's loaded with sugar. And from a very early age, we link sugar to pleasure. And this makes that hardwiring in the brain even more firm. So it's very difficult to kick the sugar habit with willpower. I wouldn't even bother, because all that's going to happen is you're going to get frustrated. However, these hardwiring drives are built into the lower center of the brain, the so-called reptilian brain, the older part of the brain, the part of the brain that's responsible for survival. But we have, as human beings, higher brain centers, specifically the prefrontal cortex, this cortical region that makes human beings so special in the animal kingdom, this ability to make conscious choices, to override these hardwired drives. So what you want to do is you want to outsmart your hardwiring for sugar by eating more protein. And in this article, it talks about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different ways that you can kick the sugar habit. And they mention eating protein at every meal. But when they say eat protein every meal, they're telling you to eat protein at every meal because it's digested more slowly. And that is true. Protein is digested more slowly and it'll leave you satisfied for a longer period of time. But it's even more fundamental than that, as we've talked about on the program many times. Your brain is reading the blood for protein levels, specifically the protein tryptophan. And when it sees tryptophan, it thinks that everything is okay in the world. And this is how you want to get rid of your sugar cravings, by satisfying the brain biochemically, eating more protein, specifically the amino acid tryptophan. Now, some of you may be thinking, can I just eat tryptophan? Can I just use tryptophan supplements? And indeed, you can use tryptophan supplements or 5-HTP as a supplement, and you'll find that you're eating less sugar or craving less sugar simply by supplementing with 5-HTP. 5-HTP, which is a form of tryptophan, or even tryptophan, straight tryptophan supplements. There's other things you can do also. Last week we spent quite a few days talking about glutamine, this very important amino acid that is a precursor, a component to your body's number one, primary, most important detoxifying, anti-cancer, master antioxidant substance, glutathione. But glutamine is much more than just a precursor or a component of glutathione. Glutamine can actually be used as fuel for certain cells of the body. It can be used as fuel for your immune system, and it can be used as fuel by your brain cells. So eating more glutamine, or supplementing with glutamine, or getting whey protein or soy protein, which are both very good sources of glutamine, are also nice strategies for helping wean yourself off sugar. Try it. Get yourself some Nature's Way, Slender FX, as they're calling it these days, or get the Suzanne Summers protein, which are both good sources of whey, as well as a little bit of soy, and try a scoop of protein powder, the Suzanne Summers protein, or the Longevity Slender FX, a scoop when you're craving sugar in the middle of the day, and watch what happens to your sugar craving. Your body will be satisfied. Your brain will be satisfied. You'll be getting the glutamine and the tryptophan, which will be alerting your brain that you don't need to go get the sugar. Again, not willpower, brain power. You don't want to have to fight your drives. You want to outsmart your drives. And that's the wisdom that we're talking about here on the Bright Side. I don't think health should be a struggle. Good health shouldn't have to be something that you fight about. It shouldn't be something that's torturous. It shouldn't be something that's painful. And it shouldn't be something that's uncomfortable. It simply should be the path of least resistance. And if something is a struggle, then we want to figure out how to make it not a struggle. When it comes to dieting, a simple way to do it, or nutritional supplementation, a simple way to do it is make sure your body's got the good stuff, because then it's not going to want the bad stuff. That is the wisdom of the human body. That's the divine intelligence that's built into the body. When you give it the good stuff, it's not going to want the bad stuff. And the good stuff is nutrition and nutritional supplementation. That's what we are about on the Bright Side. Good nutrition and nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions, we're here to help you out at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to the Bright Side. We're going to take a break and be back right after this. Don't go away.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want more information about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. And I want to talk about this story you sent me from ABC News, but first I want to talk about something that was really shocking. I found a product this weekend, Douglas. You know, I've been talking about sunblocks and sunscreens, and I've been talking about this distinction between a sunblock and a sunscreen. And I knew a couple years ago the FDA was going to wipe away that distinction and allow manufacturers to call everything a sunblock, and they don't have to call things sunscreens anymore. But I hadn't seen it come this regulation come true in any products yet until this weekend. I got a product from Neutrogena, Ultra Sheer Dry Touch Sunblock, SPF 70. And I looked at it, and I was like, how the heck are they getting an SPF 70 with zinc oxide if it's a sunblock? And sure enough, I turned around, and you guys know that whenever you're looking at the ingredients on a sunblock or sunscreen, you want to look at the active ingredients. Don't worry so much about all the miscellaneous ingredients, because it's the active ingredients that are doing the work. And I was very shocked to see on this sunblock the active ingredients: avobenzone, homosalicylate, octosalicylate, octocrylene, oxybenzone. Very, very, very nasty chemicals. A total of, by the way, 33% of these chemicals. One-third of this product is nasty, nasty chemicals. Whenever you see an SPF that's got a super high number, like 70, you want to think about a couple things, folks. Number one, you want to think about high concentrations of nasty chemicals on your body, because the only way to get an SPF of 70 is to put a lot of chemistry in these products. And indeed, this particular product is a third nasty sun protection chemicals, sunscreen chemicals. Now, before we get off on the problem with sunscreen chemicals, I want to say something else about SPF, and that is an SPF is a measurement of how much longer you can stay out in the sun before you burn, and it's a multiplied factor. So if you can stay out in the sun for 10 minutes and you wear an SPF of 10, now you can stay out in the sun for 100 minutes before you burn. If you can stay out in the sun normally, say in 15 minutes before you burn, and now you wear an SPF of 20, now you can stay out in the sun 20 times 15, which is 300 minutes before you burn. That's a total of 5 hours. Now, what does that tell you, folks? Unless you're going to be out in the sun for 5 hours, you probably don't need an SPF of 30. If you are going to be out in the sun for 5 hours, wear your SPF. Probably best to reapply it, and then rather than introduce a bunch of chemicals on your body. Now, an SPF of 70 is absolutely absurd. If you are out in the sun, say, 15 minutes before you burn, and now you wear an SPF of 70, that means that you have put so much chemical crap on your body that now you can stay out in the sun for 70 times 15 minutes. Well, the sun isn't even out that long for most people, folks. There's no reason to wear a high SPF. An SPF is not a measurement of how strong a product is. It's a measurement of how much longer you can stay out in the sun without burning. Did I confuse the issue on that, Douglas? Or did I make that clear? It's very important to recognize.
I think that's pretty clear. I wanted to ask you a little bit about this article here. On the second page of it, I find that there is a quote here. Actually, the first page, it's under the sunscreen, excuse number three, why people don't put on sunscreen. It's a drag to reapply sunscreen 5 minutes every 2 hours. They say that's all the time it takes to apply 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of sunscreen recommended for protection. Then they say there's also new sprays like Aveeno Hydrosport and Sunblock Spray SPF 85.
85, right?
Yeah, how can, I guess because of this change in the FDA ruling on what can be caused to screen and what can be called a block is why they can now call something that's a spray on it. Obviously, with an SPF of 85,
it's not a block.
It's not really a block. It doesn't have the zinc oxide in it. It's probably got all these other bad chemicals.
Correct. The FDA did change that, and in my presentations, I've been talking about this regulation change where they can call anything a sunblock now. I've been talking about it for 4 or 5 years now, and I hadn't seen it until this weekend. This is the first product I've actually seen that has sunscreen chemicals, nasty sunscreen chemicals, and is still referring to itself as a sunblock. So, where I used to say to folks, look for sunblocks, not sunscreens, you can no longer do that. You do have to become an ingredient reader, but it is not that difficult because there will always be active ingredients on the back. What you want to look for, friends, when it says active ingredients, this is what you want to look for: the words zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, but nothing else. You don't want to see avobenzone, homosalicylate, octosalicylate, octocrylene, oxybenzone, octomethoxycinnamate, blah, blah, blah. You want to see zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Now, here's another thing about SPF, and this is also very important, and nobody talks about it. There are three main sun rays: UVA, UVB, and UVC. UVB is the ray that causes the most burning. It's also the ray that gives you the vitamin D. SPF is only a measurement of how well a product blocks UVB. It does not tell you anything about UVA or UVC protection. Now, considering that wrinkles and collagen damage and photoaging come in large measure from UVA
from the UVA portion of sunlight, no matter how high your SPF is, that ain't telling you that you've got an anti-aging skincare product. You could be wrinkling and have collagen damage and have hyperpigmentation or dark spots or all kinds of damage from the sun, but you won't be burning. But you'll still get your aging, the aging damage if you don't have any protection against UVA, and SPF does not tell you anything about that. So what's the take-home message here, folks? The take-home message here is don't worry so much about the SPF. Worry much more about the active ingredients and look for zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Now, that having been said, using a topical sunscreen is only one part of sun protection. Guess what the most important part of sun protection is? Yes, that's right. Nutritional supplementation. When you take in supplements, these nutritional components, if they're chosen correctly, are literally stored in your skin to protect you from the sun. Not only that, but they're secreted in your sweat to protect you from the sun. This is how nature designed the human body to be protected from the sun. If you want to test it out, go get yourself some vitamins that are good for the eyes, like vitamin A and vitamin C, or minerals like selenium and zinc. And notice that as you're taking these supplements, not only does your eye health improve, but your skin response to the sun improves as well. In fact, if you are one of those folks that burns in 10 or 15 minutes, you'll notice that as you're starting to supplement over the course of time, you're burning much less frequently, and it's taking a lot longer for you to get a sunburn. And that's because these nutrients, these supplements that you're taking, protect your skin from the sun. But guess what? They don't just protect your skin from the sun. They protect your skin from all environmental damage. That means they're wonderfully anti-aging. That means they protect your skin from the effects of collagen breakdown and wrinkles. That means you'll just look better when you start to supplement nutritionally. So if good health is not a reason to supplement, then you can use vanity as a good reason to supplement as well. That's the power of this stuff, folks. There's no reason we have to suffer from any kind of health dysfunction if we understand how the body works. If you do have some kind of health challenge, get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. Certainly, get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program before you walk into the pharmacy and get some kind of prescription drug. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you are on a prescription drug and you want to get off of it, you want to know what supplements to take, you want to know how to figure it out, we're here to help you out at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can send me an email, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. I want to go through a couple of these emails that I got this weekend. When we come back from break, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, along with Doug Winfrey. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones I recommend, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's your powder nutritional supplement. Tastes great. It's a great way to get liquid nutrients, and it's always a good idea to get your nutrients in liquid form because it's much easier on the digestive system, considering so many people have digestive problems. The less work you give your digestive system to do and the more nutrition you give your digestive system and your body without having to go through all the work of digestion, the better off you are. And that's one of the reasons why Beyond Tangy Tangerine is my personal favorite of the longevity products, but there's a lot of good products. And Phyllis and Andy, Nassim and Rachel can tell you all about it at 866-735-2470. Or you can get on my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you. Okay, I got a whole bunch of emails that I wanted to talk about. I picked out a few juicy ones that I thought would be interesting, Doug. Got a letter from Carmen, who says that she's 52 years old and in good health, but lately her energy level's low. She feels tired during the day. Her mind's cloudy. She's exercising 30 minutes five times a week. Her doctor wants to put her on HRT, hormone replacement therapy. I'm not a believer in HRT, whether it's natural, so-called natural HRT, or pharmaceutical HRT, hormone replacement therapy is what HRT stands for. That's because whether it's natural hormones or unnatural hormones or hormones that are drugs, you're still messing around with your hormone system, and that's not a good idea. A much better alternative, Carmen, than hormone replacement therapy, and this is something that will help you with your energy levels as well, is to get yourself on a good essential fatty acid supplement. Now, EFAs, essential fatty acids, have several roles to play when it comes to the hormone system of the body. Number one, and this is very important, essential fatty acids act like estrogen. As women get older and their estrogen levels drop, they don't feel so good, but essential fatty acids will allow you to skate through postmenopausal or premenopausal symptoms because of their estrogenic effects. Many women don't even get hot flashes once they start supplementing with essential fatty acids. So, first thing you want to think about if you are considering hormone replacement therapy, if you're premenopausal, perimenopausal, or if you're going through menopause as a woman, you want to make sure you're on a good essential fatty acid supplement. I like the Ultimate EFAs. from longevity because they're balanced omega-6s and omega-3s. But it's not enough just to get yourself on an essential fatty acid supplement. You need to make sure you're absorbing your EFAs. If you take your essential fatty acids for, say, a month, take 3 to 6 of them a day, 3 to 6 capsules a day, if you take them for a month or so and you don't notice an effect, or if you start the acids and you don't feel comfortable in your digestive system, this is a clue that needs to be addressed. It means you're not absorbing, or the chances are good you're not absorbing your essential fatty acids. If this is the case, then there's several strategies that you can do. So let me repeat that. If you take essential fatty acids for a month or so, you don't get the benefits you're looking for, such as relief from hormonal or menopausal symptoms or changes in your skin. That's one, another thing that happens when you start to take essential fatty acids is dry skin tends to get better. It may even disappear because dry skin can be caused by EFA deficiency. That's the second thing that might happen. If you have cramping, menstrual cramping, women notice that they don't get cramping anymore, and cravings for fatty foods should disappear or at least be dramatically alleviated. If you don't notice any of these improvements in your health when you start to take essential fatty acids, or if you feel uncomfortable in your gut and your belly when you start to take essential fatty acids. Some people say, oh, I took those EFAs and they repeated on me, meaning you could taste them in your mouth, you burp them back up. All of these are signs of malabsorption of fats. And there's a couple things you want to do. Number one, get yourself on a good digestive enzyme supplement like the Ultimate Enzymes. And you want to look for a digestive enzyme supplement that has not just digestive enzymes, but also bile salts, because bile salts are important for helping the body absorb fats. So get on a good digestive supplement, a digestive enzyme supplement that contains bile salts. That's the first thing you want to do if you have some kind of problem when you're taking your EFAs or you're not noticing the benefits that you want to notice. Take them with a digestive enzyme supplement. Second, you want to take your essential fatty acids with fatty meals, fatty foods, with avocados, with fish, with salad oil on top of your salads. As you're eating fatty foods, this will turn on the fat metabolizing system in your body, and it will make it easy for your body, or easier for your body, to absorb essential fatty acids. So if you notice a little discomfort or you're not getting the benefits you want from the EFAs that you're taking, number one, take them with digestive enzymes. Number two, take your essential fatty acid capsules with a fatty meal. And third, stomach bitters. Anything that's bitter is going to stimulate the liver and stimulate the gallbladder to pump out bile. So romaine lettuce or kale or cruciferous vegetables like broccoli or spinach, all of these kind of bitters, you can even use bitter herbs. You can buy something called Swedish stomach bitters, which are bitter herbs that will stimulate bile, stimulate the liver, stimulate the gallbladders. These are all things that you can do if you're taking essential fatty acids and you notice that you're not getting rid of your symptoms, or if you feel uncomfortable when you take your EFAs. That's the first thing you want to do for menopausal symptoms is essential fatty acids and supplements that help your body absorb EFAs. But there's more that you could do. Secondly, the B complex. We've talked about the B complex of vitamins for building things. That's what the B complex does. It helps your body tear apart molecules and rebuild molecules. Your body is constantly tearing things apart and putting back together again. Specifically, it's tearing apart chemicals and rearranging them, putting them back together again to form new chemicals. Well, the B complex of vitamins are largely responsible for this breaking down and pulling apart. So anytime you're trying to encourage your body to make something, in this particular case for menopausal symptoms, for Carmen, we're trying to encourage the body to make hormones, you want to be taking the B complex. Now, the B complex is very interesting for several reasons. Number one, it's a complex, so you don't want to just take one B vitamin. You want to take them all together. Now, each one of them has certain kinds of properties. So sometimes people will take vitamin B3, say niacin, for cholesterol or lowering cholesterol, and it turns out that vitamin B3, niacin, is actually wonderful for helping lower cholesterol. Sometimes people will take vitamin B6 for carpal tunnel syndrome, or they'll take vitamin B6 if they're on birth control pills. Sometimes people will take vitamin B12 for energy. Sometimes people will take vitamin B1, thiamine, for sugar metabolism. If you are targeting one particular B complex, make sure you take each particular B complex, each specific B complex or B vitamin with the entire complex. So if you're taking B3 for your cholesterol, take your B3 with the entire complex. If you're taking B12 for energy, take your B12 with the entire complex. If you're taking B1 for sugar,
take your B1 with the entire complex. For menopausal symptoms, for perimenopausal symptoms, the B vitamins are very important for helping your body make estrogen. So getting on more B complex and taking it copiously and generously is also very important. And this is the second interesting feature about the B complex. They are water soluble, which means what you don't use, you lose, which is good news and bad news because they're not stored, so you got to keep taking them. That's the bad news. The good news is they're not stored, so they're completely non-toxic. So it's much better to err on the side of too much B-complex than it is to err on the side of too little B-complex due to their non-toxic nature and due to their very important, powerful nature for helping the body make things. Take more rather than less, and this is another reason why I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's loaded with the B-complex, it's in a liquid fashion, and you can take a lot of it. So get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Carmen. Get yourself on the Essential Fatty Acid Supplement. Last but not least, the Ultimate EFAs. If you need enzymes, throw those in too. Last but not least, zinc, the mineral zinc, which is many people are deficient in. In fact, most people are deficient in zinc unless they're supplementing with it. Zinc is very important for making reproductive hormones, both male reproductive hormones and female reproductive hormones. Given deficiencies are so common, it's a good bet, man, that you're deficient as well if you're not supplementing. Get yourself on a good zinc supplement, 50 milligrams a day. Whenever you're taking zinc, you always want to balance that zinc off with copper. Zinc and copper go together. If you're taking zinc without copper, you're running a risk for copper deficiency. If you're taking copper or you're getting copper without zinc, same is true for zinc deficiency. So take your copper and your zinc together, 50 milligrams of zinc, along with 2 to 4 milligrams of copper a day is a good place to be. And I will guarantee you, ma'am, if you get yourself on some EFAs with digestive enzymes, if you get yourself on the B-complex like you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you get yourself on a zinc and copper supplement, I guarantee you, you're going to start to feel better. Thanks so much for writing. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for being here. And for Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at Youngevity, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Bye for now.
Prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.